Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Be a trucker, flash a trucker. Hey, like. Also for the week.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast. This dude has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Yes. And as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest in the house.
We do.
We have a fellow comedian.
Yes.
A actor.
Yes.
A poet.
What?
An author.
That's what I'm talking about.
You do music too?
I do not do music. I cannot sing. However, you know, I do put poetry to music, and I have written two songs.
Nice.
So, dope.
But I cannot sing. If I sing, my brother would be mad as shit right now.
Husband, father, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Britton Grace in the house.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all. Yes, sir.
Cool.
It's been a long time coming.
So
where can they find you on your socials?
You can find me at Britton Grace on Facebook, at Britton Grace Official on IG, and Britton Grace One on TikTok.
Dope. Nice.
Yeah, and I need every bit of those followers, new support. You know, I need all that.
I'll put links in the description, y'all, so you can check it out.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is hit it and go to his page, baby. So how long you been doing comedy, baby?
I've been doing comedy as about 6 years now.
Six years.
I started in Atlanta before I moved to Ohio, but I wasn't hitting no open mics or really pursuing it like that. You know what I mean? So and then it took what for that would have been my first time being brave enough to jump on stage to do comedy. It was like 3 years after that, moved to Cleveland, and then that's when I started from there, you know. The first time was at the B-side.
Okay.
It was Greg Summers. That might have still been a Make You Laugh, but it went Mondays. I know it's ultimately produced by John Bruton, but Greg Summers was the host and like the, you know, just really the liaison that was running that night for that show. And that's when I had met Comedian Tank with the C down there.
Dope.
And both had great performances. We both was studying each other while we was on stage, just peeping the punchlines, the chemistry, like the writing. And then after the show, he came up to me and was like, "Hey man, I want to work with you. I think you dope." I said, "I thought you was funny as hell too. I think you was dope." And then from there, we had a show that he put together. And from there, it was magical that night. No lie, on Akron Street, on dope. Brown Street, man, that thing was so turnt, man. It was so turnt. But later in the second half, we'll be able to really dive in all that. But long story short, that for me was the beginning of my comedy career.
Okay,
nice.
Rocking the stage and then seeing somebody else just as hungry, just as creative, just as serious as you. Say, hey, man, I feel like we got something. We got something together. We need to work.
Dope. Okay, but so in Atlanta, you say you tried it once.
Yeah, I tried it more than a few times, but okay. It wasn't serious. It was in spaces. Like the first time, I had got up on stage, and it was just on some just being in a moment, seeing somebody to go up. I don't know if y'all ever been somewhere, and then whether you paid tickets, you out on a date, you had a comedy show, or you was interested in, like, I want to become a comedian, but you at a show and you see somebody go up and you just be like, oh, I know I can do that.
Oh yeah.
I'm funnier than him. You right. know what I mean? Yep, on that type yep. of stuff. So yep, yep. I was there that night on a comedy show, and a couple of my cousins, they really weren't feeling the comedy show, and then they were just like on some, that was their viewpoint. Man, oh, okay. this shit ain't going too good. Man, you could do that. You okay. know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
bet you could do that. Like, you should try it, man. You could do that.
Okay.
And it's just like, I knew then, I'm like, yeah, no, I love watching it, but that's a different it's type a of funny.
It's a different animal.
That's
right?
a different animal. Yeah. I knew it then from not being in it, you know?
Yeah.
But it just kept ringing in my head, ringing in my head, ringing in my head.
But how old were you then?
At that time, I was 22.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was 22 years old.
Okay.
It was so crazy. That was the night before my 23rd birthday. Then my 23rd birthday, we went right back to the comedy club, and we saw Michael Carrier that night.
Okay.
We saw Michael Carrier. We saw Michael Carrier that night. He did his thing. Michael then Cole. Afterwards, they had a open mic showcase.
Okay.
And then at that thing, that's when I went up.
Dope.
Yeah.
You got 5 minutes?
Did I have 5 minutes?
No, did they give you how long?
No, I think it might have been like 6 or 7.
Wow.
There. It might have been 6 or 7 there.
So would you just go out there?
The first three was going real good, but okay. I went out of shit to say, and it went bad. The last 3 minutes, it was the last 3 minutes went.
Say, boy, you don't think 5 minutes ain't shit, but 5 minutes could be long.
The last
death,
3 minutes
boy.
Was horrible. Y'all remember the episode where Will Smith tried to do comedy on the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, and I think he went after like D.L. Hughley or somebody like that, and he got up there and he was like, you know, and then I told the bitch. that's pretty much how it was
at, sad way.
With the rest of my punchlines. It was like, and then you know, and then I was there. I was the only one, you know, horrible.
Hey, but that's wild.
Yeah, I mean, 7 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you just jumped up. No, because no, when I did it, I knew I was going up, so I prepared at least 5, even though it may not all went great in the middle. It didn't do the best, but that's when I learned you don't bring up a name unless you know everybody knows that name.
Mm.
Well, you know what I mean? If you're trying to do a joke. And you're saying something about somebody, if nobody knows who you're talking about, yeah. It is what it is. You know what I mean? People ain't going to get it. You know
people ain't
going to
get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where your writing come in, though, then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't feel too bad, Britain, because my first time, you know, God rest his soul, Pete.
Shout out to Pete.
And at the Funny Stop. And he didn't have a problem telling people this either. Like, he'll bring people in the club. And he'll point to the people on the wall because he had pictures on the wall. And he'll be like, you see Steve Harvey? He started right here. He was like, who else was it? John Hinton? He started here. And then he'll be like, and I'll be sitting there. And he'll be like, you see Cool C? He first started here 2 minutes. He did 2 minutes. Because I got up there and was like,
2 minutes.
It was it.
I went up there.
He didn't stay up there 5 minutes.
I said, all right, that's all I got. God bless you. Good night. I'm gone. That's my time. I had 2 minutes, man.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, and I got off stage. I didn't want to die up there.
Yeah.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Said what I said,
and then you got up out of there.
So.
He got his toe in it,
yeah,
and then jumped out that.
Jumped
bitch.
Out of it, and hey, then
but they prepare for next time.
And then old infamous Pink gonna keep reminding him every time he come to the club. See him, he did 2 minutes.
Everybody.
Oh my goodness,
that was the one thing he did.
And he called me Hollywood for some reason.
And then Pete, man,
yeah, shout out to Pete.
He called you Hollywood.
That was his nickname for me.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Maybe he seen something.
I don't know.
Maybe he said. Only a Hollywood nigga gonna have name CC. I'm sorry, can we cuss on here?
You can say whatever you want.
Oh, okay, good. My bad.
I mean, we just, Can't bring up certain names, but we ain't gonna get into politics.
I'm like, don't bring his name up.
Okay, no,
because we get flagged on. When you talk about government stuff, boy, you get flagged.
We get flagged. Wow. Yeah. So y'all probably already trying to work through the ranks or whatever, the dugout, dugout. You know what I mean?
I know, but we like to talk shit too, just on like social stuff. Okay. And it's like, you gotta be like, whatever. You know, but it's not about that, it's about you. So you were 23. And then when you came up here, so when did you like meet up with Tank? Man, like what day? That, how old were you when you met up with
that? That was what the year? Was that 2019 or 2018? 19. I'm 36 now.
Okay.
So that was 19.
So you're not my age.
So that was 6 years ago.
I was trying to put out because I know we were talking. I'm like, I thought you were around.
Yeah, that
mine.
Was 6 years ago. I think that was either September or October when that show was. It definitely was a fall. You know, in the summer, early fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we met you like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my first show with you was the comic book.
Oh.
With Javon.
Javon Bates.
Yeah. Shout out to Javon. Me, you. Yep,
Javon Bates.
And I think Mayo.
Yeah. Me. Mayo. Yep. Me. You. Mayo. Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
I think it might have been somebody
and
else.
Somebody else. I think we met a singer.
And who was the headliner that night? Was it Rob? What was Rob Ward at
it? It might have been. Yeah.
No, it wasn't Rob Ward.
I think it was.
Because that was the show I was supposed to be in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Was
Chad there?
Chad. I think Chad was there.
Chad was there. Yeah.
But I think we met Britton before that. At
your memory is better than mine.
No, we met Britton at the front stage. Along with Tank.
Oh, center. Oh, front. Is it front?
Front stage.
Severance.
Yeah.
Yep. Roselle. On my side. Yep. That's
shout out to Roselle Lamar.
Yeah, shout out to Roselle. That was a dope venue. I liked it there, man.
I did too.
That was the first time
I saw Britton Grace, and he was, you know, he was an energetic comic. You know, he was one of those fearless guys, and I was like, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
And he said he was coming from Atlanta, and he told me I think you said you was the official comedian for the NFL or something back then or something.
Oh, no, not the official. It was the NFL P&E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was something like that. I didn't mean to.
I wish. Speaking into this, I wish, you know what I mean? Yeah, yep, I wish, you know what I mean? I wish. No, we had, so I was a part of this group, and still is, a crew 216. It's artists creatively recognizing everyone's worth.
Okay.
So we had joined together, and you have actors, comedians, comics, musicians.
The whole entertainment.
Yeah, dope. Yep, so... Out there, going out there on that show when we visited LA for the Super Bowl for that year, and then we was part of the P&E, and what that was, they had intermission shows and like the pregame shows, and we were the headliners for that show out there.
Oh, that's dope.
And, yeah, and it was where economically the NFL players was getting and even college players and like coaches and people, they were meeting up, and they were. At that time, talking about EFT, which haven't made it like
right,
you know it like
that's that investment on the photograph,
like cryptocurrency, coming down the pipe. Yeah, so it was like the business side of it, and yeah, we were in entertainment for that. Yeah,
okay, that's super dope, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
How was that experience?
It was dope, man. It was dope. Of course, we met some NFL players, a couple of retired Hall of Famers. Okay. What was dope about it was getting that the insight for the business, right. And about that was my introduction for me to crypto and you know, wallet, Coinbase and stuff
like that.
Actually being in a room where I can ask questions and they tell me something, I'm like, let me see what this is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's still foreign to me. Like,
it's still foreign
learning.
To me too.
Yeah,
man.
You know I tried to mess with it. I don't even mess with it now. I don't even.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
I just do parlays.
You said you just do parlay.
Hey, baby. Because hey, I know what I'm picking, no. baby. If that dude don't
What's the return
whatever.
On that investment? What's that?
Well, I put in 50. I don't. I put in 50. In the I put in 50 yesterday and won 700, baby. Let's go.
I mean, it ain't always been that way.
It ain't always been that way.
You better take that and flip it.
It's good night.
I've been in here like, come on, bro.
It's good night.
A 37 leg parlay? Come on, man.
If I could, I would. They stopped at 25.
He was like, I only put in $2 and I can win $20,000. I'm like, Jay.
I hit a 22 legger last night, baby, on $5. Don't mess with me.
Where you doing a 22 legger at?
Hockey. Shots on goal. Okay. Shots on goal.
That's wild. Oh, he ain't messing around. Goal, he ain't messing around.
Yeah, but Britain is like, okay. So the comedy thing.
Yes.
So what made you say you can do it? Like, who are some of your influences that you.
My influence was
dead or alive. I mean, I'm okay, not asking for alive. My Rushmore.
Eddie Griffin.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, of course. Richard sure. Pryor. Mm-hmm. Cat Williams. Robert Harris. Because mm-hmm. I used to like how he joined. Like we had an uncle like that. And then my little brother could just for no reason. He didn't not in the cadence of a Robert Harris, but. You ain't got to do nothing for him just to start. You know what I mean?
Get started.
And I feel like that's how Robert Harris was, hearing all the stories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But let me see who else. You know, and then like going in what would have been current in my time, but now you getting, you know, I'm just on.
Yeah.
And then after them, it would have been like Mike Epps. And then coming out, you know, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller. You know okay. what I mean?
High energy.
But I know, like, far as the startup, those first five that I named.
Okay.
They, you know, that it was like, man, this is amazing. Like, what yeah, is this right. type of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, see, absolutely. I didn't know that. I just go try out and do it. Because yeah. I seen them. I'm like, yeah, they're of course they're up there doing it. They're,
yeah.
That's Eddie Murphy. Eddie. You know what I mean? Chris Rock. You know, it's all these people. You think.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a path. I didn't know you just go do open mics until, you know, later on listening later on. And found out. But yeah, it's dope.
No, absolutely. I remember. It's
crazy.
You, I mean, I didn't know either. What got me though was Def Comedy Jam. I remember oh, like yeah. true story.
Yeah,
I had got my ass whipped. We was living in Battle Creek, Michigan, 252 Jordan Street. Man, I had to be like 5 years old, and I remember. It might have been a week or whatever before I came. I remember seeing my family over, and within my mind, it was not too long after that. The grown-ups was downstairs and they was watching Def Comedy.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Season's greetings to you all from Menards. Mm. And I heard Martin on stage and he was clowning.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, Martin being Martin, but being silly and stupid, which I've been seeing in my household around my mamas and my uncles and anybody that come over their crib.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Not too long after that, I seen it and my friend Abram asked if I can go next door, come down to their house for a little bit. My mom told me the time to be back in there. And she chastised me like, you better have your ass back. You know what I'm saying? I was yeah, like, okay, yeah. Good. So we go over there, get caught up and watching fucking Def Comedy Jam. And that's some shit I ain't even supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah, ain't supposed to be.
It made you late coming home?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She came up with her and whipped my motherfucking ass, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it paid
like,
off.
Like, for sure.
It paid off.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, I mean, all. Even though that's a dope Lions hat, I was wondering why you had it on.
Oh, Michigan.
Okay.
Yep,
so absolutely. You from Atlanta, Michigan?
Yeah, born in Michigan. Yeah, raised born in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And now live in Cleveland.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah. Because I never heard, you know, you sound like Atlanta.
Oh, yeah,
when
nah.
You talk.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
a yeah, sound yeah, person.
Nah, nah.
I probably imitate you when you leave.
Yeah. That's what I do. Maybe. And it's maybe because when I moved down there, I was like 13, 14. So I was already in my my Midwest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What it was gonna be, it was what it was gonna be. I was, you know, gonna be Midwest. So that's, I think that definitely has a lot to do with it. You know what I mean?
I listen to the way people talk.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be surprised of like the different accents.
That you,
I found out, man. I have one. I didn't know I have one.
Oh, this dude, yeah. He'd be he'd be like up top, my pocket. Yeah, that's the Erie PA accent.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't get it. Yep.
He'd be like, I got a doctor's appointment. I'm like, huh?
That's the overbite, I'm thinking.
No, that's that PA, man.
Yeah,
he goes to the doctor and he up top. And
I'm like, up top, huh?
Yeah.
Up top?
Up top.
Now that I brought it to your attention,
I say up top all the time.
No, you like top. You like, yeah, that's that Erie PA. But no, I'm a sound person. I just think the accents are fascinating. I'll be listening to people talk and just trying to just grab where they come from,
put their culture. Like, I mean, see what they're
about. A little bit.
Accents is everything, I guess. Damn, somebody got hit. Hold on.
Don't hit my car again, please.
Damn. We ain't gonna put that out there. It sounded like it. Yeah, it was like, that, yeah.
Oh, people in Tokyo drift outside the studio.
Yeah, man. So your comedy style, like your writing style, mm-hmm. like where do you think you're pulling that from? Like, who would you say you know your style? Because you're young and you move around a little bit, you know. You're not jumping crazy, but you move a little bit.
So you said pulling in front. What you mean, like inspiration, like, or what
influences,
you mean?
Or like your style, like you know.
My style.
I mean, it's your own. It's definitely your own.
Yeah, not that there's nothing wrong with it, but unless somebody on the outside, you know, was comparing, but I don't really compare it to nobody that I looked at who's.
No, you got your own thing going on, bro.
Yeah, but I would say it's just energetic, silly at times, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes very, very intentional, very intentional. Mm-hmm. Just realize experience, because it'd be stuff in my head when I'm at work or I'm dealing with the wife, dealing with the kids, and stuff just pop in my head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I'm on the phone talking to bro, talking to comedian Tate, talking to my homies, PJ, Dave, some other people. We just have conversations and it'd be like it happened in real life.
Right.
And then I'll always come back somehow with a punchline. You know what I mean? My bro Tank like that too, but it don't be coincidental. You know what I mean? We just be talking and laugh, and then later on that conversation will spark something. So then all that get flowing through your mind, I start writing it down. So it'd be real life conversations, you know what I'm saying, in a nutshell, that brings it out.
In a conversation, I'm sure you're like, oh, that's a bit.
So when did you, like, do you think you found your rhythm, or?
Oh, yeah, I'm still finding my rhythm. Like, I know from being in this thing, like, it's been 6 years. It's been a great 6 years. It's crazy how he over there scrolling on his phone and going down memories. Like, I was literally doing that, like,
you talking about
over
Tank?
The weekend.
Tank with a C?
Yeah.
Shout out to Tank with a C.
For sure. But doing that and realizing, like, man, I'm favored. I love what I do. It's been 6 years, and it's been a great 6 years for me. Just looking at all the shows that I done did, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the journey and the evolution. And I would say I done found some rhythm in that.
Mm-hmm.
But on a macro view, I know that I still haven't mastered it yet, if that make any sense.
Yeah, you working on it.
And I still ain't wrote my best joke.
No, I get it. Because
I'm still learning.
And you know, because they call the medical field the medical practice. They call the law firm the law practice.
The law practice.
And I call comedy practice.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because we still practice it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You just grow and you have different experiences. So, you get better jokes, or and then you create different things, and then you may come up with one of your better. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You, and not even that, you're still going to try and top it because you're always trying to figure out, you know, better things to say or to do or so. It, like you said, it's a practice.
It's a practice.
Yeah, so this for sure. This gentleman here is what you call a, you know, like, you know, for everybody that was out on TV when I was coming up, they had multi talent, like. Mm-hmm. Like, let's take, for example, Demond Wilson, Lamont Sanford.
Okay.
This dude could sing, he could dance, he can act. And when I was watching TV coming up, I was thinking that's the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to do all of that stuff. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't stop with Britton Grace because he could do comedy. He said he'd do poetry.
Right.
And he can act.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like, do you desire to do more acting roles or?
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely desire to do that. I feel like in God's time, you know, there's God paintbrush on everything. So
for sure.
I just put out there and pray, you know what I mean, for him to sharpen the gift that he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me to walk in purpose when I do it. Within that, if I keep doing that prayer and I know that it's coming, all in God's time with his paintbrush, that once I get more freedom, I feel like that's when I'll be able to jump rope and go ahead and become a full, you know, a full ninja into the acting or something like that.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Got you.
For sure. When I get my freedom up a little more, other than that, whatever the schedule permits, you know. Yeah.
Where have you been in?
Man, you what you mean as far as acting?
Yeah.
So I did some plays that shout out again to a crew 216. My homies, man, we used to just produce our own shows and put it on, you know. Okay. Everybody had their characters and bring their talent, what they good at, had a input on stuff, and then like the overall creative directors of the thing was Dave Johnson and Jamil Smith, R&B singer in Cleveland, and then okay. another powerhouse poet out in Cleveland, Jamil Smith.
Okay, dope.
But we used to put on, we did plays, and then from doing our plays, we did one Valentine's Day down at Captivate 2019. Man, it was jam packed in there too. A sold out show, and it was dope. It was spectacular. You just had to be there. It was a movie. But from there, we met another play producer, but she was doing stuff in theaters, playwriter. She went by Superwoman Productions, and then we did a play for her downtown Cleveland.
Okay.
And it was dope. It was nice. It was dope.
Was that the photo that I saw in the
between
Galleria?
Between like 300 or 400 people, something like that.
Dope.
No, the Galleria, that was the photo shoot we did for the Super Bowl P&E
okay.
Advertisement.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah.
I told Britton, you know, off camera, but you guys can probably see it. You see my nose? I'm nosy. I be in all the business. I be like,
all the business.
What are you doing? What Britton doing? What are you doing?
All the business.
Yeah, that's what these phones is for. You know, like you know, it's lit up, and you see my nose is probably lit up because, you know, because I'm nosy. That's what these phones are for.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? You know, like this brother is doing, like,
doing,
you know, talented things, and mm-hmm. he's in the arts, and you know, he said he's willing to do more acting roles,
willing to do more and get better, man. Just
he's a poet,
yeah,
dope,
and also
author, right?
Yes.
Author,
yeah,
he has a book.
Absolutely.
What's the name of your book? You got on, man.
Yo, y'all got a book on if you like spoken word poetry, just like reading. Motivational, inspirational, is about love, spirituality, God, and somewhat of my personal journey throughout every poem. Every poem was intentional, but it's called Finding Grace Through Poetic Therapy.
Okay.
It's
okay.
on Amazon, or you can hit me up on any of my social medias, and then I also have physical copies. But Finding Grace Through Poetic Therapy.
Okay.
You
know, okay.
My own personal journey through life and what I've been through. And just how God delivered me, because we was having this conversation off camera, but a lot of us out here, we don't look like what we've been through. And that's right. How you know that God got favor on you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah,
and another thing, I share another bond with this dude. You know, I'm a professional driver. He's a professional driver.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we both observe the behaviors of four wheelers.
Yeah.
So we look at the world a little differently.
Right. Yeah.
Because those four wheelers be doing some four wheeling stuff all the time.
Yeah. Them four wheelers be doing some four wheeling stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they be doing some fooling and stuff, and then everybody else in this be out there in that, they be really doing some shit.
I mean, it's so
you
just
being
like,
in a four-wheeler, you really got to be on your P's and Q's. You know what I'm saying? You got to.
I don't know about you, but this is how I look at them. Like for me, I'm like super, I'm so impressed with myself because I'm be like super patient. Like you have to be. Like you can't have a four-wheeler mentality and out in 18 wheels every day. You can't. But sometimes they get to me. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like,
I'm in my car with 18 wheel mentality. Y'all need to get out my way.
Move, bitch. You see, little Chris. I love disturbing the peace.
I've had to learn patience.
Like I always say,
the woosah.
When I'm in my car, I turn on my blinker. I got to say, can you let me over, please? Please? Yeah. But when I'm in my baby, the big boy, I put on my blinker.
You start to feel it.
I'm getting over. I'm letting you know by the blinker. Like, you need to make a decision. Either you get over or get crushed. It's up to you.
So you go to a whole different mentality when you're in your big boy, huh?
Mm-hmm. You have to be. You have to be.
Yeah.
And I wish I had an engine brake. I wish I had a loud engine brake, like,
wait, in the regular joint, in the car.
Yeah, I wish I had it all the time because that's straightening.
No, I do. It will get some. It is loud as shit.
That's straightening.
It like adjusts, when you, if you, somebody
yeah, you hit that. I don't know what they think that is, but they straighten up real quick.
That's like that side of the road joint.
Yeah,
that'll straighten you up. That'll sober you up too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, ain't nobody worried about that
for sure.
So real quick, Britton, if we can wave a reality magic wand,
absolutely.
Okay, what would you be doing? And this is your opportunity for the world to see.
If we can,
a reality magic wand.
A reality magic wand.
Yes, sir.
So considering, since it's a reality magic wand, I could be doing anything I want to do, right?
Yes.
Right. But it's like, when I say reality, you know, like
not
having wings grow out your back.
Yeah, no, I got you. But a reality, so I can do, I can be, I can do reality.
What do you want to see your future to be, baby?
Right now, look at the camera and tell the world, reality magic wand.
Bring it to life.
Reality magic wand. It's a good question. I don't know. I would say, it's funny, man, for reality magic wand, like, and what would I be doing? I can say, man, throughout my life right now, like all of the upset, you know what I mean, pain, losses, trauma that I've been through, but all the beauty that was inside of that seemed like it was small, I'm starting to realize in my life right now, they actually was big. It was them moments that defined me. It wasn't the trauma, even though I had responses to some of that, but it was the peace inside that.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going for, and I feel like I'm responsible now that I got kids of being that for them so it can amplify in their life. Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say, if I had a magic reality wand, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
That's what I would be doing. Mm-hmm. I would be me doing exactly what I'm doing right now, even though I ain't got it all figured out yet, but that's a part of the journey. You know what I mean? That's what make everything divine. I'm here for a reason. I know that.
Right.
I'm here for a reason. I got one fingerprint that's identical and sacred to me. And I outswim the whole bunch of other motherfuckers to get here.
So God got
me right where I need to be at.
People forget that fact.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like
God got me right where I need to be at, right where I'm at right now. So I don't want to be doing nothing else but this.
Y'all heard it.
That's what I feel like.
You heard it.
So you know, I'm gonna say this, you know, and I'm nobody. I don't know nothing. You know. You say you 36?
Yeah, 36.
36. This brother is 36 years old, and I don't know, from 5 years ago, this dude keep getting better and better with his comedy.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
You know, and I'm saying that because I've seen his comedic career grow. I think so. And he has his head on his shoulders. He's a husband. He's married.
Yes, sir.
I'm 50 years old. He's did something that I was afraid to do. I was afraid to do. I always said in my mind, I'm going to be 50 when I get married. I'm 50 now. And he did it earlier than me.
Yeah.
And he's operating. He's doing his comedy career. He's doing his professional trucking career. I've seen trucking careers like, you know, speaking for myself personally, if you're in a relationship and you get on the road, your relationship is out of here. You know what I'm saying? This dude has survived that.
That's real.
And also comedy. You know, yeah. It's like you're an entertainer, so you have to meet someone. Shout out to his wife.
Right.
You have to meet someone that understands the assignment. You know, it all plays a part.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not, everybody. Yeah, absolutely. It's like,
yeah,
you got to have a supportive spouse.
Yeah,
that absolutely understands the game and understands that, like, hey, I'm at work.
Yeah,
right. Women are gonna come up to me, women and men gonna come up to me and say, "I enjoyed your performance." This, that, and other.
No, yeah, absolutely. And she has to be all a part of it. Yeah.
She has to be comfortable to say, "Look, you at work.
Yeah,
I ain't coming to your job like you ain't coming to my job."
Absolutely.
Or maybe sometimes you do.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes she do come to your job, but I'm just saying, like, she understands that you're an entertainer.
Absolutely.
She ain't mugging everybody that's coming to you.
Yeah. So all right. So wait. It depends on how you coming now.
Let me know. Because
you know,
I can't
like this. Not no one's out there, especially when you're doing your thing. You know what I mean? You funny and you handsome. That's gonna be. And you got a vibe that's going to be a combination, you know what I mean? So where she taught me because, you know, it's been times where I might have been naive. I'm just, when I'm out there, I'm me. I'm doing my thing. I'm doing my job. But right. I have noticed the difference to when it is ones that where they smitten by the performance, think it's funny or whatever, and where they either ask, hey, are you married? You know what I'm saying? Or you got a lady? Or then there's one that they just don't give a shit. You know what I mean? They just see what they see. They like what they like. And they wanted what they wanted. You know what I'm saying? At that time. So you got ones out there. And the energy may look different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the conversation that you have. And then sometimes where you may see one thing and then your spouse or your support is seeing another. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
And definitely. Then y'all kind of mean until you know what I mean? Shit can be missed, but you won't know that until you had that conversation.
Right. But at the same time, Brittany, yeah, and I'm only speaking from my experience with you. Yeah. I mean, I ain't saying I know everything about you, but she ain't at all your gigs.
Nah, she not.
And that's because she understands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to have somebody like that.
And we got
that.
Them damn kids too, because she be holding her daughter at home. But yeah.
No, but that's important though. You gotta realize that's important though.
That's very important.
Like, no, you know, like,
it's very important. It's very important. What I love about her that we can have those conversations and then to want to understand, because I'm the one still out here. I'm the one that's still doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that's still pursuing entertainment. She's not, you know what I mean?
Right.
So on the outside, people can assume or get a different perspective of what's going on, but only you know what's going on.
Right.
And if you got a partner, it's still, as strong as they may be or come across, it's still your duty to explain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, this is what it is. This is how it happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be like this sometimes, or it's going to be like X, Y, and Z. Right. So now they come into more in your world, so they can be like, okay, I can get that.
So, you know, so definitely, this is a part of entertainment that most people don't talk about. Yeah. Like, they don't talk about, like, how it can actually put a wedge in your relationship or not. Mm-hmm. If she understands, it depends on certain factors. Like, was she with you before entertainment,
yeah, or after entertainment? She was with me before
entertainment.
Before entertainment.
Okay, so she understood.
She always knew that I had like an entertaining spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there was something that she knew my aspirations of things early on when we got to an end. She motivated and inspired and, you know, spoke life. You should do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's important, y'all.
We're on the journey together. When you can see it at the beginning, you know what I mean? Because some people then, they would just decide like, nah, I don't want to deal with this. Yeah, or, right.
So, you know what I mean? I'm single and yeah. I deal with the fact that, you know, I say, you know, I tell them my trucking schedule.
Yeah.
And then I said on my off days, I'm doing comedy and podcast related things. And their question is, well, what do you have time for? A significant other and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is what I'm thinking. Like, if you wanted to
before
date.
Before or after the event? What like, are you talking about?
That's what I'm You're saying. There. Like, yeah, like there. If you You're wanted to there? Date The Rock or Idris Elba, you think he going to be at home 24/7? No. Nah. Those cats going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something you should think about. Yeah,
it's all good, man. Just remember, you're an individual, and there's only one you. So if they don't take you, they miss out.
No. Shout out to your wife, Brittany. Shout out to your wife.
Thank you.
I mean, y'all.
Shout out to Tierra, baby.
Y'all both young, and she's good looking. He's good looking. So it's like. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And she understood the assignment. That's dope. Yeah. You got to have a. Understanding of what's going on, like, you know, like
you
if I'm coming home to you,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I didn't say it. I love you.
When a man
coming home, especially I'm saying like you're doing right, and you carry your family with you. A man is coming home is definitely underrated. You know what I mean? I feel like they. You come home because you got love at home.
Right.
The man ain't got love at home. He not coming home.
You know what I mean?
Not saying that y'all just got to deal with a whole bunch of bullshit. I'm just saying ultimately underlining when a man is coming home, a man knows that he got love at home or he ain't coming home.
Flat out.
Like, that's just simplicity of how our mind works.
Like one of the things that I always say in the trucking world and, you know, these companies that you work for, they always nitpicking and stuff like that. I always say, if a driver goes out and he comes back to the yard with no damaged equipment, nobody got hurt, that's a beautiful day.
That's a beautiful day.
That's a beautiful day. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. Cause it's so much that go into our mind,
right?
Or our day period.
In our day,
I was out on the road and I actually saw a whole tire with the rim bounce across the freeway.
It'd be some crazy stuff you see.
And at 70 miles an hour, if you hit that tire,
it's a wrap. It fucks some shit up.
Yeah,
and not only if it don't mess yours up, it can go up under the whole tractor. Come out the rear of the trailer, hit somebody, and now you're responsible.
Or
it's your fault.
Or a gator, which is one of the tires that pop.
Oh, you driving? Okay, I got you. I thought like, you said, I ain't never drove my shit in the sand.
I'm just saying.
I thought you was talking about a gator. Where are you driving that?
We call the gator the tire. You know when a tire blow.
Uh huh. I didn't know that was called a gator. You learned something even though.
I call gators the cops.
Yeah. No.
Because they sit out there looking the like gators.
Those are the bears. No, but one of our tires. If one of our tires blow,
yeah.
We got 18 tires. One of our tires blow, you might leave a gator in the middle of the freeway.
Like a little dark.
It looked like a gator body.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I ain't know that.
So it looked like one of them snakes on 4th of July.
No, that's a big ass.
That's a gator. So look, check this out. It may look harmless. You can swerve around it, but guess what? We drive double axles. And what those double axles are cannons.
Yeah.
Meaning if we roll over it, it can shoot the fuck back, like shoot it back at the car behind us. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important for us to have mud flaps
to catch them.
To catch it, to either slow down the impact,
slow down speed.
He's going over his DOT book.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so our job is dangerous because you know you hear a lot of my kids was like,
Man, all you do is drive.
They don't get it.
Man, they don't get it.
Yeah.
You got gators, you know, stuff
about
like
what
that.
What this car gonna do? Is people cutting you off every day?
So you gotta make
the right move at the right time because it can be over for them, possibly over for you, or worse.
Yep, traffic's the worst. Yeah. Sorry,
so basically, what I'm saying is, like, if you leave the yard and come back, that's a beautiful
day.
So, like, even with you entertaining, you rock the crowd or whatever like that, and you coming home.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
Get it.
That's a beautiful day. So you got to have a spouse that on your team that understands that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, shout out to you. Shout out to your wife for understanding. Like, you know, that's great. Sure. That's a great thing, man.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So you basically showed us, you know, explained to us what your, you know.
Should we get Tank on?
Before we do, you got anything, you know, anything else to add?
I don't, man. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got anything else to add. You know, we still got more to go. So it's, nah, man. I do appreciate y'all, though. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know I appreciate y'all for doing what y'all doing. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I see all y'all across the map. I'm proud of that.
Hey,
you know
worldwide,
what I mean?
Baby.
And then from what y'all told me earlier, but I ain't going to be the first to say it. I mean, I know y'all probably going to say it, you know, on some time when me and Tank is up here. But it being the episode that it is,
I appreciate that too, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for being 200,
man.
It means a lot because I wanted episode 200 to be something special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll bring it up again.
Hold on, we'll just pause real quick.
I'm gonna pause real quick because I gotta pee real bad.
Yeah, and then we'll bring on Tank.
Yeah,
that's what
we got. The mic ready?
I'm gonna get it now.
Okay, cool. So, you know, it's very important. I mean, I think it's very important in this comedy journey to have somebody that you can relate to, that you could vent comedy, you know, facts to. That's what Justin's always been for me since my comedy journey. We critique each other's performances. We talk about experiences we have. And I never, you know, hated on that community that you have. And the only other person that I know that had something similar to that was like Britton, Grace, and Tank with a C.
Welcome in. What's going on? For the 200th episode.
200th episode of this boy, man. Yeah, give it up for them. Come on, man. Yeah, give it up for these dudes, man. They doing their thing. Yeah. Yeah, but you know.
I'm happy to be back too, fellas. Happy to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Y'all seen Tank with a C. His episode did great. And, you know, go back and look at it again.
Yeah, check it out.
Yes, sir. I'll put the link in this one.
Yes, sir.
So you know, I'm 50 years old. But Tank was older than me in the comedy community. And, you know, I listen to everybody's, you know, opinions and things like that. I call and even to this day, I listen to what Tank has to say. He critiqued my performances and things like that. I'm not one of those comedians that's like, I know everything.
Mm. Oh, you can't
not
be.
At
all. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I just said this to somebody the other day, man. I was talking
always
to a comedian.
To the game.
I said, I told him, I said, hey, man, I said, if you ain't gonna listen to me, I said, you better listen to somebody.
Thanks.
Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of times people get to thinking that because either they're at the same level as you, they feel they're at the same level, they've been doing the same amount of years as you, or some people have been doing a lot of years, and they think because they've been doing it a lot of years that you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah.
And see, my thing is this, man, you can learn from anybody. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, what are they telling you? What's the substance of what they're saying to you? Mm-hmm. See, it's one thing with somebody hating on you. Like, I promise, I use me and him as an example. Me and Britton, one thing about it, we do not sugarcoat shit with each other.
Right.
No.
We don't play like that. But like, that shit wasn't good. But like, bro, it's been times I had sets and I was like, bro, I ain't think that was good. They're like, yeah, bro, that wasn't your best work. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it real and keeping it 100 with me. Okay. So it's like, you got it. But you have to be able to do that, bro. Yeah. If you surround yourself around yes, man, people, bro, you're not going to make it in this, man. You got to be around people that's going to willing to challenge you, man, willing to push you, willing to. And the thing with me and him, we don't just do that with comedy. We do that with life. You need a person in your life like that. We like that with the other needs of his life.
Sure.
It's times he came to me by, hey, bro, since I'd be like, hey, bro, you was wrong on that. Or I'd be like, bro, how you did I handle this right? He'd be like, man, you ain't handle that right, bro.
It's
accountability. And the thing is, we never get mad at each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's because we know it's coming from a place of this is my little brother. Like, absolutely. This is my little brother. He said, when he was to piggyback on what he said in his interview, when we met each other, it was instant. Mm.
Yep.
It wasn't no, man, what's up with this nigga? Yeah. It wasn't like that. It was instant.
I think he was going to be on, you know, some bull, yeah, no negative vibe.
No. Yeah. Right. You know how many times I done told this man, man, I thank God for putting you in my life?
Mm.
And not just because of comedy. I thank God for putting this man in. I love this dude, man. Right. I kill a brick and put a rock in the hospital about this man. Right. You know what I'm saying? This is my brother, man. You know, his family adapted me. Yeah. My family adapted him. This is my brother, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's a person in my life that we can actually have real conversations. And it helps the comedy. Mm-hmm. Because we'll be talking about some real life shit. Right. And then we so goofy, we can't stay serious for a long time.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Now we talking shit. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, oh, dude, you talk about that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, you need somebody. Just like what y'all got going on, man. It's dope what y'all got going on, man. Y'all rock with each other. Y'all really rock with each other. You know what I'm saying? The comedy, salt and pepper out this bitch.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Sure.
and you know what? To piggyback on what you said, I mean, you know, I know y'all relationship. You know, you and I, Tank and I had conversations, and
hell yeah.
And it's like, me personally, from being around things and knowing what love, real love looks like. I ain't talking about no Paul shit or nothing like that.
We ain't grew up in that city.
To know what real love looks like, Pauls. I know personally that Tank loved Britton. Because he had some opportunities to be like, blah, but he was like, he didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all, you better not blah my nigga, because I'm going to blah your ass. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't play that.
Like I said, you know, I know that, you know, that they're the, you know, they the truth, and they really, you know, love and respect one another.
So I have a question. You guys have your own, like, do you guys put on shows, like, featuring, like, co-headlining?
Blue Boy Entertainment, baby. BBE. Blue Boy Entertainment.
I didn't want to say nothing before we got together.
Exactly. Let me tell you, it's crazy because it was idea I came up with. Right, and then my dude, and then when I met him, and I wanted a business partner. Like, I want somebody that can rock. And no brainer.
Right,
no brainer. Yeah, like, what's up? I brought it to. I like, bro. Would you mind being? I like, you mind being my business partner, bro? I like, almost. He looked at me like, shit, no brainer.
Yeah,
and he promoted the shit. He promoted as hard as he. See, if you doing something like that, you gotta have somebody that has the same vision that you got.
Yeah.
Absolutely. See, we couldn't be business partners if we both didn't see the same thing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not trying to be better than him. He's not trying to be better than me. Mm-hmm. We just even when we do shows together, you know what I'm saying? We our thing. We go do a show. We call it the Me and Bro Show.
Yep, the Me and Bro.
That's what we call it.
That is right.
And I go together with the Me and Bro Show. We call it the Me and Bro Show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we have a unique way of what we do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then at the same time, Tank,
y'all, you know, clowning.
Well, kudos to Tank, because, you know, he's older than Britton, and he didn't shut off the communication saying that, like, I can't learn nothing from Britton. It's like, y'all learn from each other, and that's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, you can't, I mean,
because you got too much wisdom to do that.
You got some people that be like, because I'm older, what can you tell me?
That's true.
It's so crazy. I just, not to, because I ain't going to go too deep into it, but I was watching that Kirk Flaken interview, his podcast. He got Denny King's, and it had Ray J and Ellie Chopper.
Yeah, I seen that.
And them
shit
up on there, and it was just they were just men having a conversation, and you know, even when you having a conversation, you get a point across. That somebody can be riding with you on their point, but that don't mean they understand it in its totality. Facts. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a question or a suggestion or a comment come after that, it's recanted for somebody to be like, oh, no, that ain't what I meant. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah.
But a situation like that happened, but there was other gentlemen at the table where you can tell that they had the stature of, man, this young man really is wise. We really listening to him too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we at the end of the day, we always all students.
I'm never going to come in the room,
even though I know I'd have had OGs tell me that I was wise. I'm never going to come in the room carrying across or trying to tell somebody something.
Right.
I'm going to observe and
I
see.
I mean, but you know, as being a father.
Because then that cut me off from learning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah.
And there's ways you tell people stuff.
Yeah.
See, but, you got to know how to communicate with people. You know what I'm saying? One thing my dad taught me, and I learned from him, he said, son, He said, you find ways to tell people stuff. He said, sometimes there's only one way to say something to somebody. He said, you say it that way. He said, but other times, he said, you give people choices. You know what I'm saying? Because when a person feel like, you know what I mean? When a person feel like they made that decision, for some reason they seem to grasp it better than they feel like you made the decision for them.
Right. Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Right. But like I was saying, like, as being a father, like, you know, you realize, like, you know, you can learn something from your children.
Shit, better say it. And I ain't talking about the TikTok dances.
You can learn things from your children. So, and always keep in mind, like, you know, the day you stop learning is the day you die. So you're supposed to learn something new every day. You know, so we got the dynamic duo in the house, like in the you know, we got Tank with a C.
You see the shirts. Just so y'all know,
I got a Tank shirt.
Man, you see the shirt.
This is the first time
you see the shirt.
Justin got a Britain.
Just so y'all know, in rotation too.
Britain shirts been on the wall, but you know, it's like, you know, anybody that's doing something positive in this comedy community and entertainment, I'm a support it all the time,
all day.
You know. These guys are working. They hustling hard.
We're like the highlight, man, and shine light on people trying to do, you know, big things and work on their dreams, that, man.
It's absolutely. And for me personally, it's like, you know, so it's a competitive world we in
all day.
Comedy
all day.
But you know, I'm like, I'm never like feeling like I'm in competition with Justin, because our humor is totally different.
Completely different.
So
and y'all supposed to be sharpening each other.
And
it should be a friendly competition. Like, you think me and this nigga don't compete?
Right.
Yeah. I give you a prime example when we compete, when we just did the Tommy Davidson show. Shout out to Dave Rubick at Funny Farm Comedy. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Brenton went up there. They had the show set up. The second show ended up going Britton went first, I went second, then Lamont. Shout out to Lamont 3-3, he went third. So when Britton went up, Britton lit that bitch up.
Yep.
I was sitting in the back like, you got me fucked up. I'm not about to go up there and dead the room.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it was like a friendly competition. Like, hold on, man. He just got there rocking.
So you gotta come out.
I gotta come out rocking. I'm gonna be dead wrong to come up there and just make the energy do this when this brother done raised the energy. And I'm talking about, bro, both shows was good, but I'm saying that second show, bro, the show y'all came to, the second show, the first show was cool, but that second show, the one y'all came to, that mug hit. Hit.
You know what? Yeah. It was a great show, and shout out to everybody that put that on, and shout out to these gentlemen. I was glad that I was able to witness it.
Appreciate y'all coming out, man.
For real, man.
Support from the community, it means a lot.
And it was a big time in me and his career, man. It's a big time in me and his career. Definitely. And the fact of the matter, we got to share it with each other.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what made it dope. But see, let me tell you something. But Britton and I have been talking. We've had multiple conversations.
Even before we, shit happened.
Come on, man. Right. And we said, we like, bro, we want to be, like, shout out to Hysterical Management, Carol Pennington. We've told each other, look, bro, we want to be on the same shows together. Because we know what our energy does to a room, when we get together, what it does. So to be able to be on shows where he featuring and I'm headlining, or vice versa, because I ain't got a problem with opening up for my nigga.
Right.
Is you stupid?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know what he gonna do.
And
I know what I'm supposed to do.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's like, even with in that show, so to be able to share that moment with each other, and we said we can't wait that we can share moments together. So to be able to share that moment with, even like right now, we on y'all 200th show. This y'all 200th show, and I'm with my
200.
I'm with my little bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, think about that. 200. The moments that you remember, man. I'm able to share with him. You see what I'm saying? That mean a lot to me, and I know it mean a lot to him
because
we've talked about this, and it's manifesting. So just like, you got to believe in yourself, man. All the people you got around the world to be listening, man. Believe in yourself. Even if I don't speak your whatever that said, believe in yourself.
The people out there in the world, boy, you gotta remember, there's millions.
Yeah.
So there's thousands of listen, boy. Listen and they hear us talk this shit, but we talk comedy. We all talk comedy. We introduce them to the people here. You know what I mean? And the people we mess with, and the talent that we see around Cleveland.
And
obviously we've had other interviews with other people, but you know, I mean, we highlight a lot of people from the area. You right. know what I'm saying?
Akron in the building.
Yeah, yes, well, yes. yeah, yeah, the surrounding area.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to Akron.
I just had to say that.
Funny side, baby. The funny side, yeah, it's Cuyahoga Falls, Akron.
That's Akron.
It's
Akron. Facts.
Yeah, funny stop coming to club.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, no, thank you guys for being part of this, man. That's dope. So, you guys are, like, thinking about, like, well, I know, like, tour-wise and everything, like, is that the...
Man, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, you know what I mean? But we feel like God already then showed us
what it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about buku of confirmation.
Facts.
And signs that as long as we keep doing our assignment, we keep doing we keep listening to his voice and you know, execute when it's time. Yeah, yeah, and stay obedient because you got to, because I could do some crazy shit tomorrow. And the journey changed.
Oh, yeah.
Or the
yeah,
destiny yeah, changed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Or I can facts, I can facts, yeah. or I can choose to give up. You know what I mean? Let it not like God out, this is what I want, it ain't happened yet.
Yeah, right.
What's taking so long, you know what I mean? Like putting money behind it, not like other milestones, agent, you know what I mean, Matt, like all that type of stuff.
Patience is a virtue.
It's a virtue, you know what I mean? But I always, for me, that helps, I tap back into like I love doing it. Like
So fun.
I'm gonna be doing it because I didn't see and felt the impact I done made
right.
when people
nice.
Came up
facts.
To the show.
Facts,
and
facts,
like, I
facts.
Needed you tonight.
Facts,
right?
Like,
you know,
and
what
we both experienced that, and I'm talking we both experienced that on like levels of like we've called these are like, bro, this was just said to me, bro. This was just said, and then we've been places together where people have come up to us and like, hey, man. What just happened to that, and I'm going to let him get into that so you can tell what this is the Tommy Davis show, but I want to piggyback on what he was just saying. Remember this, man.
Absolutely.
Whatever God put inside you and whatever plan he got for you, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's how long you derail it, because he going to make it happen, because God going to get a ROI, a return on investment.
Yes,
trust me when I tell you that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's critical to be obedient, and I'm going through that right now, being obedient. You know, I had to be obedient because I want to be to certain things that's happening. But it's not going to change what's going to happen for me. Life ain't going to stop because, for one, he ain't going to let it happen to me. He ain't going to let me fall off. I ain't going to let me fall off. Y'all ain't going to let me fall off. And my mindset ain't going to let me fall off. So with that being said, having a proper team behind me, being prayed or reading my word, staying focused on what I know I need to do, and understanding, hey, I'm not perfect, but I'm on a journey to be the best me I can be. That's how you get to where you're going to be. And when you got a gift, you got to use it, bro.
Yeah,
you can't use it just sparingly. You got to use it for what that gift is meant to do, bro. And if you I don't care what it is. It could be driving the trucks and not letting the alligators bite nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what it is, you know what I'm saying? The point is, whatever gift you got, bro, you got to utilize it, because you got to use it, man. You got to use it, bro.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Hey, in closing, Tank, you got any final words, man? You want to let the people know what's going on with you or where they can find you and everything, man.
Oh yeah, you can find me at Comedian Tank on all social media platforms. Comedian Tank, TANC, not the one with the K, because he believe in that shit I don't believe in. You know what I'm saying? TANC, man. Comedian Tank, TANC. Yeah, that's how you can find me on all social media platform, man. Definitely, man, be on the lookout for BBE, Blue Boy Entertainment,
yes, sir.
Me and my little brother, man. It's just like I say, man, listen, man, we believe in what we doing. You see what I'm saying? Just like these dudes believe in what they doing. So but follow your dreams, believe in what you're doing, and don't let nothing or any circumstance derail you from who you're supposed to be, man. And that's a big-ass Tank fact.
Tank fact. You got any final words?
Absolutely, man. Everything he just said, man, is definitely gold. And just remember, man, God put something on you for a reason.
Facts.
Don't second guess it. It's when we second guess it, that's when we let all the noise get in.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I'm dealing with a whole lot in life right now. Like I said, on the first half, I don't always look like what I've been through. And I know there's a lot of people that's out there like that. I know that I'm not alone. But I also know, that voice from within.
Yeah.
You have people all your life telling you that. So
facts.
Just take that seed that was planted a long time ago. You water it by being consistent and practicing. And you definitely water it by, you know, keeping God alive with you. And keep him alive when you know he with you all the time.
Definitely.
I want to say one thing to y'all two real fast, though. Man, I really, really am proud of y'all brothers, man. From the very first time I met y'all to to where y'all at right now, I really want to shout that out. This speaks volumes what y'all doing, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to say this too, man. If y'all get to the top before me and Britton, man, make sure y'all save us a spot.
Oh, for sure, man.
Make sure y'all save us a spot. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all save us. And we gonna do the same, bro. We gonna do the same. And I mean that, bro.
Vice versa, man.
Definitely.
Yep. Y'all always real.
We make it. You make it.
I mean, but y'all always been real. Ever since I met y'all, y'all always been. It's like, doesn't it? I click with y'all quick.
Hey, yeah, man, they got a good vibe, man. We laugh, facts. We have conversations. You know what I mean?
I told Cool C his shirt was childish. You know what I mean? I told him his shirt was childish, man. We just be talking. Tell the story real fast when we get out of here, Cool C.
Real quick. You know, I'm looking at, I'm talking to Tank on my iPhone. I think my iPhone is slick. He got the newer iPhone.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'm talking to Tank, and I'm like, damn, Tank, what iPhone you got? Because them graphics is dope. Like, you look at, you know, it's all clear and shit. Like, And he like, yeah, man, I got the, you know, whatever it was. And he leaned against his cabinet and shit. And I'm like, yeah. And Tank was like, yeah, man, like your shirt, your Cool C shirt, like, man, how many shirts have you sold? And I'm like, you know, it ain't really out there, but he was like, that's what I'm saying, though. He was like, personally, I think your shirt is childish. So I'm looking at him like, all right, Tank, right on, man. Like, and I'm like, I saw his shirt like, I'm like, well, maybe I should do that. Maybe I'll sell more shirts. No, but Tank, keep it real with me.
In my defense, it was the image, man. It just the way it was in it. It looked like the nigga had drew it with a crayon and doodled. You know what I'm saying? So I just was trying to.
It was the emoji.
Yeah.
He was like, that's my personal opinion. And I'm like, I mean, I ain't going to get mad. I'm talking to him. I'm asking him.
He asked me my opinion about it. You know what I'm saying? He asked me my opinion. Look, so if you don't want the truth, don't ask me. Yeah.
Look, he's looking at me with a straight face, no smile. Like, personally, I think your shit is childish. And I'm like, well, damn, Tank. Thanks a lot, bro.
Tank's been the same and straight shooter,
and I appreciate that.
It's like your dude was melting on the shirt. That's why I said that. Like he was melting. You know what I'm saying? I ain't
never felt no weird shit from Tank. He been keeping it real since day one.
I appreciate that, brother.
Day one. And on that note, man, where can they find you, Jay?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both. On Instagram.
On the Midnight Baco Podcast.
Yeah.
Midnight Baco Podcast.
Hey, Tank, real quick.
200 episode, y'all. 200 episode.
Hey, real quick, Tank, where can they find you on your socials, brother?
Comedian Tank on every social media platform, all of it. Remember, TANC, Comedian Tank.
Britt? Yes, sir. And again, I'm Bring Grace on Facebook, at Bring Grace Official on IG, and Bring Grace 1 on TikTok. Thank you.
Everybody, 200th episode. We love you all.
Favorite blessings to y'all.
Yeah, definitely, man. 200th episode.
Peace
to everybody.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.